Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Casey and the Sunshine Band.
That's the way.
Casey's from Hialeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the home of the Fuddruckers. That is the Roaches. But I'm going there. I said it earlier. Because I don't want to disparage Fuddruckers. But they were in the Dirty Dining. The Hialeah Fuddruckers. But I was like, hey, I hadn't thought about Fuddruckers in a long time. Great burgers. I'm going there.
Go to another Fuddruckers.
I'm going to that one.
Why?
I want to support Vic Bermudez. He loves Hialeah.
Vic owns the Fuddruckers?
He owns all of Hialeah.
Okay.
5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. We've talked about college football season opening this Saturday. You can watch all the games all season long at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. That place is fantastic. They do have a happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30. $5 beers, $8 and $10 cocktails, $5 select wines, $8 premium wines, $6 to $8 bites. Mm-hmm. They've got that Cosmic Journey Hazy IPA. Ooh. Available on store shelves throughout the state.
Get you a Funky Buddha burger.
Well,
those are delicious.
I will tell you, I love the yuca tots.
Mm-hmm.
I like the burger.
The wings.
Of course, the bison wings are special. And if you pair that with the blueberry cobbler wheat ale, you are in for a treat.
I actually thought about trying to make you a beef wing. Like taking a little leg
and shaping it.
And just shaping it and frying some beef around the wing.
Maybe I've stumbled onto something.
No, you haven't. Nobody wants that.
I'm going to play one more Mike McDaniel cut for you from today's press conference, because we played a few in the last segment. But there is a comment where what he's looking to still see from the two backup quarterbacks, that's kind of been a narrative for the last couple of weeks. And I imagine you'll see a half of Skyler and a half of Mike White.
Yes.
On Friday, right?
Yes. Yes.
So here is what Mike McDaniel says he's still looking to see from them.
You know, it's so important in the process for coaches and players to be connected in the appropriate way, which means transparency for me. So I'm very comfortable and confident with, you know, both those guys knowing individually what they can really work on. And that has been an ongoing process. So for me, each individual, I'm looking for that continued growth in, you know, circumstances that are ideal or maybe aren't ideal. You know, I think the whole complexion of this, you know, we've kind of turned it on its head this off season for how we approached it, because it was a unique circumstance where we felt there's two guys that know the offense, have shown that they're capable of executing, and I don't need to see them throw to wide open receivers. I need to see them handle things to earn the respect and regard of their teammates by the way they handle things, and find ways to do positive things for their job in the midst of turmoil. That is very, very layered and convoluted, but at the same time, that's only because the connectivity of the coaches and players during the process. I want to see growth for what we're emphasizing, and I want to see them thrive where others would fail. And I think we have a couple more supreme opportunities, and I'm excited to see that.
I don't know what he said.
I immediately regret that decision.
I would have. I dozed off.
I really did. I'm scrolling Twitter, and it was like a low murmur in my headphones, but I wasn't listening to any of that.
What are you talking about?
Did you hear any of that, Solana? Like, did you pay attention to that?
I had to cut all this stuff up, so.
So you've heard it several times.
This is the third time I've heard that clip.
It doesn't. I love Mike McDaniel. He's like, we're a playoff team
huge
now.
Huge fan of his.
Make them throw the ball so you can see who gives you the best chance to win the game if they have to throw the ball. I don't want to see Mike White or Skylar Thompson hand the ball off six times in a row. I can literally do that. We joke around. I can hand the ball off. I can pitch it out to a running around the corner right. Like, let them throw the ball. Let them take over the offense. Let them see who's most efficient in the system. I don't know what you're talking about. Nobody's saying, boy, yeah, this Thompson's making me a better player. He's going to go interview the backup guard to see if he talked to him during the thing. McDaniel, I love you, brother. Just, man, answer the question simply. I'm going to see what they do, and we're going to see who's backup. Like, it is what it is.
Something about interpersonal relationships and
yeah,
opacity.
Make sure the third string guard likes you. Who's about to be back in Mississippi. He's going to be in Mississippi in 3 days.
Do you think he could answer, like, what are your five top movies? Or do you think that would be like a 20-minute?
No, it'd be long as a movie.
Yeah. Like, if I said to him, is 40-Year-Old Virgin overrated? He wouldn't just go, you're crazy.
Mm-mm.
Like, it would be that.
Well, let's look at how it was made. So the executive producer was, yeah, I think he's that guy.
All right. Well, you have a final preseason game of the year, Friday night. You have Game Day Uncensored starting at 3:30 with Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana. And by coincidence, Alejandro Solana is here right now to give us the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines.
Hey, he's a winner.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
You look good.
Hey.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford
Truck
Supercenter.
Isn't that nice? Like, he's excited to see us. We've been doing this for 3 hours and 10 minutes today. He's like, hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Happy to get out of here.
Yeah, less than an hour.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. So more on Tyler Hero. And I'm joking. Today, several players ended up not practicing. I know we heard from Mike McDaniel in the last hour regarding Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, but you heard him kind of say if they needed to play, they could have played, which is good news considering yesterday Tyreek Hill was in a brace. He had a brace on his right hand. Him and Waddle were at practice, participated in individual workout drills, but no 11-on-11s, no River Craycraft. Jalen Ramsey, Javon, Cam Smith, they didn't practice either. Aaron Brewer, Tron Armstead didn't practice. No Jalen Phillips, no Benito Jones. So still a ton of guys out. And as McDaniel said, some starters will play, some starters won't play on Friday.
All right.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
The Marlins did lose to the Diamondbacks 3-1 yesterday. They will play them in about an hour and, I don't know, like 30 minutes. Series finale versus the Diamondbacks, looking to avoid the series sweep.
Okay. Marlins making any kind of run?
Yeah.
Tonight?
They're making a run like you doing the 40.
Will they get a run tonight? Well,
are they still epically bad? I haven't paid attention in a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. MLB.
I don't know if I'd say they're epically bad. The White Sox are epically
they're
bad.
They're epically bad, yeah.
The Marlins are just bad.
Marlins are 46-80.
Mm-hmm.
They have the worst record in the National League. And the only team with a worse record than them in all of baseball is the White Sox. I think they're having an epically bad season.
They're playing right now.
Oh, the White Sox are, yeah. I'm watching.
They tied.
2-2, bottom of the seventh.
Anderson throwing that stank.
Your MLB scoreboard.
Who's pitching for the San Francisco Giants?
Oh, go on.
Tim Lincecum. So I don't really have many more like sports headlines,
really?
Per se.
Because aren't you the sports headline guy?
What you got, Solana? I'm with you, man. I'm going to ride with you this time. I ain't ride with you in the 4
I mean, what are you saying? Like, in the Miami Herald, the sports section, just that we don't have much today?
Well, go to the Miami Herald. I mean, they cover the Miami Dolphins practice today extensively.
Mm-hmm.
They go over Mike McDaniel's comments. We've done that. I don't really want to go down that road once again.
Okay.
What you got, Solana? I got you back this time.
All right. I think I have some stuff you guys will be interested in.
All right.
Okay. Let's go.
So, KFC in Canada is releasing a macaroni and cheese chicken sandwich. So it's going to be the chicken patty that they have with Kraft mac and cheese on top in between the two buns.
Yeah, the Kraft mac and cheese in Canada, I've told you, it's a big deal. It's called KD, Kraft Dinner. People have it for dinner. And so that's a very nice sandwich. I love Canada. And I will go there for that.
Big fan of Canada, but that's not even mac and cheese. That's noodles, water, and powder.
Oh, I mean, I don't have time for this.
I know it's facts.
Did you see that they're making a new Office? The Office, obviously, very popular show. And it's heading down under. An Australian version of the sitcom.
I love when his stuff falls flat. Because I'll give you the first line, there's no reaction. Like, I'm just reading a Miami Herald article by Omar Kelly. And then he gives you the second, and he's like, all right, here we go. Oh, down under. And there's still... And there's still silence, and you know it's just crashing.
Getting him.
You were supposed to ride with me, though, Crowder.
What happened? Yeah. What happened?
I didn't know. I'm with you today, man. What was that though? Like, I don't
would
know
you
why.
Watch Hawk. You love The Office more than anybody. We
yes.
interviewed
yes.
characters from The Office.
Yes.
Would you watch an Australian
no.
The Office?
Down under.
Patty Mills in it.
Solana, you got to let me know when I have to have your back. I didn't know you were going to
try one more, Solana.
I got you.
Clay
Solana,
Ferreiro,
I got you.
Clay Ferreiro will join us in studio to talk actual sports.
Watch this, Solana.
Okay, well, this one is definitely going to fall flat. So
No, Jack, let's go. Confidence.
So I saw this poll, and
Ooh.
People were asked.
Poll or LLP?
If they actually wash their feet in the shower.
Waste of time.
So this is where I was going. 60% of people said yes. Every time they take a shower, they do, in fact, wash their feet. Mm-hmm. They go down to their feet.
Yeah, everybody knows what washing your feet is. You don't have to explain washing.
So, Solana, they actually go down with the rag or loofah.
Yeah, we got you.
And rub
or
it on your feet.
Or the bar of soap, correct. The hand with the soft soap.
Yeah.
We got you.
Okay,
the washing
so
the actual
washing
feet
of the foot.
Correct,
you
Solana
are Mike McDaniel. You really are.
But 37% of people.
Which is 37 out of 100,
okay,
if you're right. Or 370 out of 1,000.
37% uh-huh of people said no. They just let the water run over their feet.
I think those there's no chance. I think it's swung. 60% of people don't wash their feet, but they think it's right to say they wash their feet because it's a waste of time to reach way down there. And you're naked. You're on a slippery floor. You're not getting down there or standing on one foot like a flamingo to wash
it.
Your
I'm
foot.
I'm 54 huh years old.
You're not
I can
washing
stand
your foot
on one foot.
You don't wash your foot. You don't wash your
I
feet.
I wash my feet.
No, you don't.
If they're dirty.
You think it sounds good to say
no
that.
No, no, no.
You
if
really do.
If they are dirty, because I walk around without shoes a lot. So if I'm walking around without shoes a lot and my feet are dirty, actual dirt on them, I will scrub the bottom of my foot.
No, you don't.
Yeah, yes, I do.
No, you let the water run over it. It's no one washes their feet.
I'm telling you.
No one washes their feet.
Well, some of us do.
No, they don't. No one washes their feet.
I wash my feet.
You don't wash your feet, Jimmy. You'll do three front flips if you leaned over and wash your feet. You have a concussion if you ever wash your feet, Jimmy.
Crowder, if there's anybody who should be washing their feet, it's the guy with the literal ass on his foot.
Just wipe your foot.
Wipe between my toes. We go figure it out.
So what do you do? Like you squirt the soap on the ground and you just kind of rub your foot over
no,
it?
No, that's when you slip. Don't squirt the soap on the ground. The soap falls off you. It ends up on the ground.
To Hawk's point, like if I'm literally walking in the backyard without shoes on, I will wash my feet. But a normal day, like today, woke up, took the kids to school, myself and Asia, we had a business meeting, went to a meeting, then came to work, then go home. So tonight, I'm going to be home with socks on and Crocs. When I wash tonight, my foot has been in the same sock for 18 hours. Why the hell am I going way down there? Let the soap run down your leg. I'm not washing my calves either. I'll even break that to you.
I don't wash my calves.
I'm going, Hawk.
The soap washes my calves.
Hawk, I'm going kneecap. At the furthest.
Yeah, at the furthest.
Might not get the hamstrings. I'll get the crack. But
I don't think I do the hammies.
The hammies, no. Yeah. I'll get a little top quad.
Yeah.
Maybe a kneecap.
Yeah.
The hot spots.
Right, I spend a lot of time on the hot spots.
Yeah. Well, you don't need too much time on your hot spots.
Well, I spend a lot of time.
Upper body's taken care of. I'm not going below that kneecap.
Yeah.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. You guys are dirty, man. I don't know what to tell you. Dirty. Asquerosos. Cochinos.
You spend a lot of time on your hammies and your calves in the shower, do you?
No, you only got the shower on in the shower. Know what Jimmy's doing.
Jimmy takes a bath. I'm pretty sure he just takes a bath.
No, I shower.
Yeah, I think you take a bath.
You a rubber ducky.
Tub guy.
You a tub guy, Jimmy. Better lock that door. Somebody gonna walk in, Jimmy.
Actually, I can see Solana in the tub like 4 or 5 times a week, just like, Valentina, you know this is my time.
You guys don't bath bomb your tub?
I do like a bath bomb.
Oh, Hawk, you better not bath bomb.
Oh, it's so nice.
It starts
to sizzle.
Exfoliate.
I make my kids Epsom salt.
You make your kibs?
Kibs, you got the kibs.
I was Epsom, but yeah, Epsom salt.
You make your kibs?
Put Epsom salt with your athlete and it soothes the muscles.
Yes, yes. Or if you have hemorrhoids, I hear.
Man, I don't push that hard. I'm a natural guy.
Partly cloudy.
It's not partly cloudy in that bathroom.
I'm going to add that to our Heat Media Day question. Do you wash your feet?
That's pretty good. But then you're going to start explaining it to them, and everybody knows what it means, and then you're just going to get everybody angry at you.
It's been raining all day. Tonight the lows will drop.
Like, what would you do if you were in the Dolphins' shower after the game and somebody was holding up their foot with one leg scrubbing the bottom of their feet?
I would think they were doing something slick. I would cover up my privates. Coach, get Timmons. Coach, get Timmons. What's wrong, crowd? I don't know, Coach. It's weird.
That is your weather.
I washed with Nick Saban one time.
He was in the shower?
It was when the L.A. Chargers were the San Diego Chargers. I've talked about how terrible their stadium was. The visiting bathroom only had one shower for coaches and players. And it was surprising.
Coaches shower after a game?
Yeah. It was surprising because I was always,
that's,
you know,
weird.
I talked to media and like I knew, like, my thing is I knew one guy on the other team. I'd stay out on the field for an hour and talk to him. We're in this no rush. You know, we had to do media, these coaches. And sitting there, and Saban walked in. I took a shower next to him, and I was like, what up, coach?
What?
What up, coach?
The coaches shower?
Yep.
Why?
Because they sweat. They're on the sideline.
Everybody sweats
there.
Everywhere. You shower when you get home. Like that. Like,
but now you have to get from L.A.?
Right.
So you're leaving San Diego?
Right.
And you
okay,
take
so
five
you're getting,
hours?
On, you're getting
yeah.
on a plane.
Like, I don't know if Saban
right.
or
okay, I got
Toronto
you.
Left Dolphin Stadium.
Because it would be
showered.
Like, I mean, on if you're a roofer, it would be like at the end of the workday, all the roofers go into some bathroom and take a shower because you're all sweaty. But no, you're going home. Right. If you're yeah. getting on an airplane, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it was surprising to see Saban next to me, and then the whole the cold tub thing with Bill Parcells.
Right,
like, I'm
right.
just, it's weird to be with right. like that yeah. authority figure, naked.
But was he interested in a conversation whilst showering?
Whilst?
Why do you make words?
It's
up?
Whilst.
You, why do you try?
He's obviously seen
so...
it written before, whilst.
Whilst.
And he said whilst. And now he's going to double down. He's going to go whilst. No, it's whilst showering.
Why didn't you just say, Crowder, did he try to talk to you? Like, why do you try to get so deep in language? Whilst.
I just want to know if he was interested in
no,
conversing whilst showering.
Big dog, did he talk to you? Like, what? What's the
How
point?
How many times in your life have you tried to sound smart by saying whilst?
It worked all weekend on the cruise. I don't know what happened here.
Whilst. Whilst showering.
It's like, you know, instead of while showering, you say whilst showering.
I think whilst works.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
I believe it does.
It really doesn't. Like, it's so bad.
I believe it's regional.
What region did you get there from?
An insane asylum. Whilst.
Whilst.
That's funny.
So did he?
No conversation. I would remember, because I do remember talking to Bill Parcells naked, but me and Saban didn't speak when he walked in.
Did you glance?
At what?
You know.
At the wiggle worm?
You know.
I ain't look at that man wiggle worm.
Really?
No.
You took a shower
yeah.
with Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And you didn't glance down.
No, I wasn't a big glancer. I was open. Like, he probably saw my wiggle worm because I washed my back to the wall. But, yeah, I wasn't worried about his wiggle worm.
I don't believe that.
Not taking my shirt off anything around you. You're a glancer.
I just don't. I'd, oh,
I didn't even. Like,
Nick
I don't.
Saban, yes, I'm glancing.
Why? It's not even that way. Like, let me see what he got. I don't want to see nobody's Peter Wee.
Oh, I don't want to see it, but if I'm there, they're showering in front of me, I'm going to know what it looks like.
Why?
It's Nick Saban.
But to keep a catalog in your head?
Just certain guys you're, like, I don't know, Zach Taylor? No, not interested.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Saban?
You want to see what it looks like.
I got to know. Yeah, I got to know.
Don Shula.
Yeah.
I don't like this game. I'm sorry I kept it going.
Shula, no?
Why?
That dude put down the hammer.
On opponents.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm done. I'm going home.
No, but Hawk has a point.
I'm going home. No, Hawk, Jack.
Hawk has a point.
Ferrero, next. Hawk in the crowd and we'll return. What is going on?
Because what if you ever ran into Terry? Nothing. You want to have something to talk about, right?
Give seven. Yeah. Hey, Terry. Yeah, nigga got that slug.
How about Terry Bradshaw? Got to put that fourth ring somewhere.
Man, not worried about that man's Peter Wee. Mm-hmm. You look at the man swipe.
Nick Saban? Yeah. Yeah.
For what?
I mean, isn't it obvious?
Like, no, it's not. That's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah, certain people you'd have to.
For just the memory.
The knowledge.
Of?
You know.
No, I just, no, don't wink at me.
You know.
I'll holler at y'all tomorrow. I'm gone. I'm leaving. Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night. I'm out of here.
Would be funny if we showered after the radio shows. It would be funny if we all showered after the radio show.
It's not.
That would be funny. If there was a shower here at the studios and like the show ends and me, you, Jimmy, and Solana get into the show.
Talk about tomorrow.
Yeah. What do you think about tomorrow? Maybe Will Manso come on the show or whatever. And
we're all naked.
Just having a shower.
I can't prepare that way.
No, I'm not going to do it either. I'm just saying it would be funny if that was, like if wherever you finished your shift at work, everybody hit the showers.
So you really don't like tiramisu, huh?
Publix. CVS.
Hey,
anywhere.
Fellas, anybody interested in a little Fuddruckers tonight? Little what? Fuddruckers, I said. Hand me that soap.
I couldn't. Because you're a peaker. You admitted it.
Yeah, certain people for sure. I once went to the urinal at the Miami Heat game in the VIP section, and Jeff Van Gundy was next to me.
And you peaked over.
Well, I mean, I had to ask him to turn a little bit. Excuse me, Coach. I just turn a little to the right because there's the divider. I'm having a tough time seeing. That would be a funny joke in a urinal.
Jeff. Woohoo. I'm done with y'all. I got to go home. I can't do this. Y'all are nasty.
I don't think we have time for Clay now, do we?
No, but I would like to take a break because during the commercial break, I have some more questions for Crowder about Saban's penis.
I know he glanced too. You know, I mean, it's not glare. Like it's not even up
it's
for debate.
Is, sure, it is
not
very up for debate.
Even up for debate.
I'm telling you the answer. I had no interest in this man swiper.
Yeah,
didn't.
Okay,
I don't see the man Peter Wee.
Cheetah Pompano, that's a great spot to watch any big game, any big fight card. They've got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas. I needed to do this commercial, whether it was scheduled or not, just to cleanse myself. Four stages of entertainment with the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. So this Saturday night, you can watch Mayweather Gotti 3 at Cheetah Pompano or Cheetah Palm Beach. You can watch that fight card. Cheetah Pompano or Palm Beach. Full sound. Great place to watch a fight card. You know, Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6 p.m. The free lunch is phenomenal. Just had it a few weeks ago. They have a full dinner menu in the evening as well. Don't forget, if you work in the biz, you're at a hotel, restaurant, bar, nightclub, you're eligible for some great specials from the Cheetah. They take care of in the biz folks just about better than anyone. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details, calendar of events at CheetahSOFL.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He was a penis with a man hanging from it.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. A lot of people listening to the last segment could use a Funky Buddha right about now.
Can't wait to get home. I'm not fooling with y'all today. I'm
telling you, this blueberry cobbler wheat ale, their summer seasonal flavor, it's available on shelves across the state, but I had it at Funky Buddha last week, and it's phenomenal. So go out and get some.
I'm going to get some this weekend.
So what do we know for Friday? Some of the starters are going to play for the Dolphins. Some aren't. I would imagine nobody of note really is. And then it's time for the regular season. Did anything happen during training camp, preseason games, that made you question anything about the upcoming season for the Dolphins?
That backup quarterback situation is interesting.
Is that, but I read you the Chris Perkins column from a couple days ago where he's like, why do people fixate on this? Like, it's not anything. Like, if you need to play your backup more than four games in a season, he's like, the season's not going to work regardless.
We watched Skyler playing a playoff game. We watched Matt Moore have to play. We watched backup quarterbacks need to win big games. I think that's what we're fixated on.
Well, that's the thing. You got to stay out of a situation where a backup quarterback – you really got to stay out of a situation where you need to win a game right at the end for it to make a difference.
100 points out of Tennessee last year? Yeah. Those games are big. But just, I think that's why we're stuck on it. But to your point, if Tua can't play, we're not a double-digit win team. If Tua plays, we are a playoff team, period, maybe a title contender.
But did you see anything that would lead you to believe during the training camp or preseason games where you go, you know what? I think the Dolphins are the best team in the AFC East. Or you know what? I don't think the Dolphins are the best team in the AFC East.
No, not at all. Aaron Rodgers didn't play the ball. I don't think
didn't see enough.
I think, we didn't see enough. I don't think the Buffalo Bills would be that great. But I didn't see enough action in the offensive line. Where we know the line is our weakness, like what happened? You draft Patrick Paul, who's a huge human being. That was a cool story. I know some big-ass dudes that work at churches. So, like, that's what I wanted to say. I want to see more emphasis on the O-line. I trust McDaniel. I trust Chris Greer. Let's see what happens during the season.
To me, it's more so I had a really sour taste in my mouth with the way that the season ended last year due to injury. Think of all the guys that were out on the defensive side and on the offensive line. And that's kind of been a reoccurring theme throughout all of training camp since it started. Just think of all the guys who haven't practiced due to injury. And I realize,
well, is it really due to injury being unbelievably cautious?
Hold on a second, though, Hawk, because, okay, Bradley Chubb, JP, we knew that. Coming in, absolutely. Tron Armstead, we knew that. But Jalen Ramsey hasn't really practiced. Jordan Poyer has a cast on his hand. Javon Holland hasn't been practicing. Kendall Fuller missed some time. Aaron Brewer, the center you got to replace Connor Williams, hasn't been practicing because he's injured. Isaiah Wynn hasn't practiced, hasn't returned from the injury list. Odell Beckham, the big acquisition in the offseason, who was supposed to be your third wide receiver, still on the PUP list. I mean, those are guys who are going to be important to this team. That's not to say that injuries will plague this team again, but I do think it can allow you to have some caution with expectations early on in the season.
But no, with all the injuries that McDaniel went through last year, what if he's saying, I'd rather sacrifice reps on the front end
That's what I think is happening.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, be a bit cautious what you see early on outside of Chubb and JP. What you see early on from this team may not be what we're going to see later on in the year.
No, but this early on thing, and you've talked about this, Jordan Poyer hasn't forgot how to play safety. Javon Holland hasn't forgot how to be the number one, one of the number top-rated safeties in the NFL. Jalen Ramsey
could cover somebody, need to be out there to do it.
Do they? Because I've told
you. No.
Jason Taylor during regular season, during camp.
He's saying, is what you're seeing now a harbinger of things to come for the upcoming season, or is this just, hey, we are the most cautious team in the NFL?
I don't think so, because those guys would at the very least, not at this stage, but earlier, those guys at the very least would have been practicing in joint practices. Like, Crowder, they haven't been practicing. Now, could it just be that they're exercising the utmost caution with these guys? I hope so, but I don't know. Like, how injured is Javon? How injured is Jordan Poyer? Like, we don't know.
We don't know, but I would say, hey, you going to be ready?
I kind of feel like we would know, though, right? Like, if they were all super, actually injured, I kind of feel like we would
know. Like, if they're going to be out 8 weeks, we would know. But are they going to be 100% for week one? Are they going to be 100% playing week one and then being on short rest for Thursday night football? Your entire secondary, which, by the way, most of them are new faces. Your linebackers, most of them are new faces.
So, and you know what? This question, I honestly, I'm thinking that they're just being super cautious to this conversation. But if we get into week one, we get into Jaguar week, and Jalen Ramsey still on injury report, Poyer, Holland, Armstead, I will apologize to you, because I just think it's like, hey, these veterans don't really need this work. Hey, y'all get healthy. Y'all feel good. You straight. You ready to play? Yeah, coach, I feel good. I'm like, they know their bodies. Okay, well, let's ride.
I mean, I kind of think it's like, you know, Tua went through the head injuries two seasons ago. So during the offseason, they go, hey, we're going to make sure that you don't do that again. You're going to do the jujitsu and so on and so forth. I think with a guy like Javon Holland, they're like, man, we could have used you in a lot of those games at the end of the season. Let's just get you to regular season. Like, let's not worry too much about this stuff. That's what I think. Now, could that lead to injuries? By the way, it could, because you haven't had the reps and maybe you're not up to speed. But I don't know. It's probably the most prudent way to approach the season for a team that's had some injury issues.
Poyer and Armstead and Holland and Jalen Ramsey, they're not playing gin rummy and drinking Mountain Dew all day. They're getting ready to play football. We just haven't seen them on the field. We haven't seen them make plays. But I've seen enough plays out of them when it counts. And I think McDaniel has seen enough plays out of them when it counts. Honestly, you said it. I 100% think that they're just being super cautious and saying, let's get to real games and not get Jalen Ramsey hurt against the Washington Commanders on a Thursday night. Waste of time.
I'm with you, by the way. Hawk just asked me what I've seen or haven't seen. That's kind of either giving me hope or throwing a little bit of skepticism my way. That was my answer, because truthfully, like, new defensive coordinator, third straight year, you have a bunch of new pieces. Like, I what do we really have? I hope they're just exercising caution. Like, I really hope so, but I don't know what we have.
I think we have a pretty good team. That's how I feel. That's how I felt before training camp and preseason started, and it's how I feel now. I shouldn't say pretty good team. A really good team.
Yeah. I'd have been so sweet if I ain't had to play in preseason.
Oh, could you imagine? You'd still be playing nowadays.
I don't know.
Nah, we saw you run that 40.
Play pickleball. Play no damn football.
All right, we got to wrap things up here. Dan Day is coming up after us, a little sports day, if you will. And then what do we got tomorrow? Anything exciting? There's some football tomorrow? Thursday night football tomorrow, Solana?
Ooh. E40 all of a sudden. I don't know.
Ooh.
I'll tell you right now. I haven't written. There is, yeah, Bengals, Colts.
All right.
And Chiefs, Bears, too.
A little football tomorrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dolphins Friday. We're almost there. Then you got college football Saturday.
Hey, real
you know
game.
What next week is?
We got action, Jack.
UMUF week. Oh, we are so there.
Why are you shaking?
I'm not shaking.
Look like you're shaking.
Oh, that's not shaking.
Look like you're
no,
shaking.
Sir.
You think that's excitement or fear?
I'm putting money on Hurricanes minus the points. I believe the Hurricanes start the season a week from Saturday with a big statement victory,
man,
over your Florida Gators.
Money line.
Go ahead. Throw your money
away.
I'll
not tell you.
Yeah, I know
what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I hope you do.
I will.
All right, I see Dan Day is walking out of the showers, so it's up for us now. We can hit the showers.
We're not showering.
Yeah, that's what we do after every show.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. We've done this for 8 years.
Yeah, if you listen, try to get naked next to me.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour comes to a close with the Hockman and Crowder show hitting the showers, as we always do after a big show.
Lie.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
No showers.
In the showers.
No showers.
From the showers. You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.